Last November, we heard a portion of a 1981 interview with Princess Redwing, the squaw sachem of the Wampanoag tribe of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, which told about the first Thanksgiving from the Native American point of view. Redwing was a direct descendant of Simeon Simons, the young blue-eyed Wampanoag guide who accompanied General Washington through his final campaigns and victories, and who it is believed was the grandson of King Philip, the Wampanoag Massasoit who adopted the English titles of nobility and made war on the early colonies in defense of his ancestral habitat, his family, and traditions. In this excerpt, the late Princess Redwing, who passed away a few years after this interview, explains about the first Thanksgiving of the year for the Native Americans of the Northeast.
Ages ago, we had Thanksgivings every single month, the Indians did, or every single moon. We have not forgotten our golden heritage, and we still have four Thanksgivings a year. The first one comes in early March, thanking the Great Spirit for the trees that give the sweet sap that we might have maple syrup and maple sugar. Now, ages ago, they used to get the sap from different trees when they weren't near a brook or a river out in the woods somewhere and use it to cook with. Now, the maple one was sweet. And one day, the hunters were out and the Indian women had their camp in the woods. So they cooked their meat, got it ready for the hunters with the sap from the maple trees. The hunters were gone so long that the sap stewed down into syrup. And when they came and served it, it was so delicious that they decided, well, that special tree, that maple, was lovely. And so all afterwards, they would tap those trees in the spring and stew the sap down into maple syrup and into maple sugar. Now, the children never heard of an ice cream cone, but at that ceremony, they used to take a piece of birch bark, twist it into a cone shape, take a split stick to hold it together. Then they would fill that with cold snow and take it up to the sugar house, and their father would pour hot maple syrup over the cold snow. And that was their delicacy.